So the topic of dhulm typically is translated as oppression or injustice. But if we go and look at what the word actually means, it means more than what typically we think about oppression or injustice to mean in the society that we're living in, or at least in common parlance. Usually we think about injustice as being, okay, there's these people whose rights have been taken, you know, there's the poor innocent civilians in Yemen who have been bombarded for years and they're starving to death. We think about the Palestinians who have been occupied and their land has been stolen from them, and many other cases. But when you go and look at dhulm, it's something which is an all-encompassing concept. It's very large. When the Quran describes two people who had gardens, Allah Ta'ala says there was two men who were gifted with gardens, and He uses it as a parable to show us about the importance of being thankful for all the blessings that Allah has given us. So initially, both of their gardens were doing well. One of them, of course, became more thankful to Allah. The other one used it as a way of becoming an arrogant rebel. But when Allah describes their gardens, He uses the word dhulm, and He says that the gardens did not do dhulm to them. Meaning what? Meaning that the gardens didn't come short. The produce from the gardens didn't fall short of what was expected. So the literal meaning of dhulm has to do with the idea of falling short. But the wider meaning of it has to do with when you have something and you don't put it in its proper place. And one of the unique things about dhulm is that it is a feature that only exists in this world. Allah Ta'ala has created different realms of existence. After this world, all of us will be going to the hereafter. But as soon as we leave this world, the idea of dhulm, the concept of dhulm, becomes non-existent. It no longer is there. Why is that the case? Because dhulm has something to do with this world and with us as human beings. Allah in the Quran, in Surah Al-Rahman, He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان. He says, the sky, we have raised it, and we have placed the mizan meaning the scale, Allah tatghaw fil mizan, so that you do not rebel and you do not go beyond the means and use the scale and misuse it. What does that mean? What does it refer to? Some of the mufassirin, the commentators of the Quran, they've explained that to say that the way that Allah has created the entire universe is that it's predicated on the concept of adl, or justice. You can see this if you go to the Takween, if you go to the natural world, you'll see that everything is created according to a certain measure and proportion. And that's the way it goes when it comes to God's creation. It's only a feature of this world, though, that this possibility exists of there being a being that will challenge the perfect order and the system of God. And that's the human being when it comes to the free will that God has given him. And that's where the concept of dhulm comes about.
Wherever you are.